Blue Jays and Mariners starting a series on Friday in Seattle. Jerod Dyson will play a big factor in this one. In the top of the seventh inning, he's in center field as Josh Donaldson is at the plate.
Swing and a line drive high towards left center field. Dyson galloping over, can't make the catch. He swats it down to the grass with his glove. Pilar's to second, making the turn to third. Here comes a throw. Here comes Pilar. Headlock slide. The throw. He's out.
Great relay. Dyson, Mater, Cerino nails at the plate. Keep it a 2-1 ball game.
First and second, one out. First pitch to Valencia.
There it is. Through the hole, base hit. Here comes Cano around third. Carrera with the throw.
Two runs so far this evening as we play in the bottom of the seventh, but a chance to open it up here.
2-1 pitch here to Dyson. Oh, and base hit! Here comes Seager. Valencia right behind him. The throw from Pilar is in time. Got him. The Mariners take the lead 3-2.
Trying to add on here in the bottom of the eighth. And the 2-2 to Seager. Swing and a line drive, base hit left field. Heredia running third, being waved in by Manny Acta. He'll score.
Kyle Seager, a big RBI.
The Mariners beat the Blue Jays 4-2 on Friday for their 10th win in 12 games. Here's Seattle manager Scott Servais.
It was a really, really good game. Obviously, a lot of electricity in the ballpark for a number of reasons. But starting with Sam Gavilio. Can't say enough, you know. On the edge a little bit early, you know, had certainly had plenty of chances to put big number up there, but he kept it in check, and then, you know, I thought I got it going pretty good in the fourth, fifth inning, and you know, after two innings, I didn't think we were going to get six innings out of him tonight, but a credit to him, and it's really what he's done for us since day one, and he's been here. He hasn't got over-amped and let it get away from him. He's kept things in check and give us a chance to win, so you know, good offensive night. I thought Jerod Dyson played a great game tonight. A couple of big knocks. He always does a nice job in center field. I think the relay play where he threw the guy out to play was a big play in the game. And, you know, we had another Mariner pitcher get a W tonight. So great to get Tyler Cloyd in the game. I think he just got into our organization about a month ago. And coming out of Indy League, you never know what's going to happen. So, again, everybody's contributing. Big knocks. You know, Seager get the big knock late. Cano swinging well. So, again, good ball game. You know, nice electricity in the ballpark.
Why go to Cloyd in that situation?
I think last night's game, you know, we ran through some guys trying to keep the game at 2-1. And it's one thing you got to be careful about is chasing the game when you're behind. And you know, we did that a little bit because our offense had been going so good. I thought tonight, you know, Biagini threw the ball really well. We really didn't get much going against him till late. And, you know, I don't want to run those guys into the ground. You know, you can only pitch James Pazzo so many nights in a row. And Altavilla as well. So I think, you know, go to Cloyd. And if we hadn't scored, we were going to keep running him out there. He certainly throws the ball over the plate and handles himself well, very competitive. So, you know, great to get him in there tonight.
Gavilio doesn't seem to get too high or too low on
the mound. It really doesn't. And, you know, tonight's a good test. You know, the ballpark was full and a lot of, like I said, a lot of electricity there, and he didn't get too caught up in it. I thought early in the game maybe a little bit too fine, and that happens sometimes with rookies. You pitch a little bit, you know, give guys too much credit and go more towards the scouting report instead of just trusting his stuff. And I think when he trusts his stuff, then he gets the breaking ball going, and the ball's got good life at the bottom of the strike zone. So he handles it really well.
You mentioned that relay. That nice play by Dyson just to keep the ball within range.
Great play. I mean, like, if he lets that ball, you know, hit off the wall or whatever, but he's kind of got to dive for it to try to smother it, get up quickly, and a very accurate throw. And then Mater's got a very good arm. So big play in the game, you know, kept it in check and kind of gave us a little momentum when we came back in the dugout there and we're right back in the ball game.
A couple lefty hitters coming through in the inning against Loop, too. The Campbell with the leadoff and Seager to stay with that ball really helps it really.
Very, you know, against a very tough left-hander. You know, Loop from the wide angle and throwing 93. Plus with a breaking ball, Gamble again has some good at bats, and Seager really stepped up. That's a tough at bat against any left-handed hitter. Our guy stuck in there, I think that the confidence is growing within our club. It really doesn't matter, you know, the situation where we're at. It's been nice to see it kind of evolve and guys stepping up. And again, it's not just one guy; it's everybody contributing.
How do you feel about the way Edwin's throwing the ball right now?
Pretty good. How do you feel about it? I think all Mariner fans should be excited about it. It was a little rocky beginning for Edwin early in the season. We backed off for good reason. Got him to make a few adjustments. Mel's done a great job with him and keeping him in check. And tonight I thought it's the best fastball he's had all year and commanded it. You know, it was down in the strike zone early. It was up late when he wanted to go. He wasn't missing spots. And then, you know, once you get him swinging at 100, they're gonna swing over the top of that slider. So really excited about where Diaz is at.
Jerrod Dyson had the big go-ahead hit in the bottom of the seventh inning, putting the Mariners ahead for good at 3-2. Here's Dyson on his Friday night.
I was just trying not to do too much, get a good pitch I can handle, and I got a fastball up in the zone, and I was able to deliver.
This is not the first time that you or the 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters have delivered. You guys have been on a roll since the start of June. How have you guys kept that going?
You know, just trying to contribute to the team, to the top of the order, make it easy for them guys. The bottom of the order been doing a great job, and we're just trying to continue on the success.
The play and the assist in the outfield, first of all, how do you keep that ball in front of you and make a play?
I just laid out, tried to trap it. I realized I wasn't going to get to it, and I was able to make a clean throw to Mai. Mai was able to make a clean throw to Zunino. Zunino finished it off with a nice tag.
You make it look like it's so effortless. How much do you guys work on that?
We don't work on diving plays too much, but we work on defensive. We do defensive work every day in practice. So it's kind of paying off for us.
Paying off big time. It also pays off for Tyler Cloyd tonight. Do you realize that defensive play and your offensive efforts helped him win his first game since 2013?
We were just trying to contribute. You don't really get into all the stats, but you just go out there and play the game and try to win the game.
The middle game of the weekend series Saturday has Ariel Miranda starting for the Mariners against Marcus Stroman of the Blue Jays.